Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I got this Olipop yesterday and I got it to have with dinner last night. And then I went to open it last night. I was like, no, I'm going to want this on my podcast. When we're setting up, I swear, every time I think about how I want a vintage cola Olipop, not sponsored, wish it was. This is the best flavor, you guys.
You should just get like purchase a pack.
I know, but if I do that, I won't like they won't last.
Well, just like one every day, like how we have the
bubblies.
Yeah, the bubblies in there. Ooh, I want a bubbly.
Grab bubbly.
Maybe I'll pause. Do the.
That's a good one. It's like crispy aluminum.
I got myself a blackberry bubbly. Super good. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, bubblies like carbonated water, sure, but these, I mean, they do say they're plant powered and like they're relatively like a cleaner soda alternative, but I think it might just be my lack of faith in American packaging. Like, I don't believe you.
No.
Even when things reading
say
this, like,
yeah, when things say natural or, can I see the can?
Yeah. Natural caramel flavor. That's what probably
does that
not
mean?
Good.
If it's caramel, say caramel. What it's is natural not, caramel flavor?
And it's probably not necessarily like yellow 30 because they would have to say that, but it's something still synthetic. Otherwise, they would just say caramel. Again, it could be worse. I'm not cracking open a soda or nothing, which, hey, do your thing.
Right.
But that's why I won't buy them because if I buy them, I'll drink more than one a day. Like, yeah. I just know myself. You see what I mean? Like there's like buzzwords.
There's,
I swear.
Yeah, and everything's TM'd, so that means it's not like an ingredient. It's a brand, and you just never know with shit like that. I'm surprised that's able to be a thing.
Those are asterisks. What do the asterisks mean though?
Oh, the Ollie Smart.
Oh, that's probably like their probiotic blend.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, this has prebiotics.
Oh, it's extract. The asterisks is extracts. I don't know. It's interesting.
But God, they are delish.
I want to meet someone who is like in the production side of brands like Bubbly, Olipop. Poppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like what's the formula look like?
I've had the Poppy fruit flavored ones, but they're ones that are like trying to be the soda. Like they have like a cream soda one. I think they might even have a root beer one. Ass. That's where Olipop really stepped in and like actually made an alternative to the big soda brands that taste pretty on point.
Right. Right.
Like the Sprite is pretty good, right?
I don't remember.
No.
It was a little too limey, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Cause honestly, normal Sprite
is not no lime.
The only thing limey about it is the packaging.
Yeah. The color.
It's just like sweet.
Like the carbonation specifically of like a glass bottle 7-Up is it's so good. It's so like refreshing to me.
Nostalgic. Yeah. It's like such a treat. Anything in a glass bottle is a treat.
Yes.
And like the opening process of it too. I don't know. And I don't even know why it feels nostalgic because it's not like we grew up in the 50s. Like we've always had cans. I don't know.
Maybe movies? Because they're just rare, like more rare.
Right. You don't really get a pack of them at the grocery store. You get your cans. You know what's next level? Mini cans. I love mini cans.
Oh, the like the half ones?
Yes. Like we have like the V8 one right now.
Oh, yes.
We have a mini can V8 in our fridge. That's
been there for...
Since my mom was here.
Yeah, October. We'll never drink it.
We'll never drink it.
Maybe, you know what? We're saving it for a random day that we want like a bloody, like a cheap Bloody Mary.
Every time I go to like get rid of it, I'm like, well, it's unopened. They don't go bad. And it's not taking up much space.
No.
It's a mini can of VA.
Like. It's just sitting there.
But I guarantee if we got rid of it, we'd be like, oh, you know what sounds good? Should have had a V8. But yeah, the mini cans are the best. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Monday and Happy New Year.
It's freaking 2024. If you're listening to this on January 1st, I hope you had a safe and fun ring-in of the new year. We obviously are pre-recording this, so hence doesn't the lack of like, enthusiasm.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like New Year's. And you know what? Like, even... It felt like the holidays leading up to the holidays to me, but once Christmas Eve and Christmas hit, it didn't feel like the holidays anymore.
Not at all.
It didn't. It was like 55, almost 60 degrees outside of New York. Like I could have gone out in like a long sleeve if I wanted to and just that.
Yeah, last year was actually like pretty cold.
Yeah, it's something's not hitting with the holiday season. We actually already took our holiday decor down.
Absolutely.
Thank God.
No, I'm so stoked about it. And it finally feels normal in here. Like we did it last night. So this morning we both were like, oh my God, it looks so much better. And I was telling Alex, I didn't realize the like subconscious
the mental space that it took up.
That fucking tree and all these silly little Christmas things we had going on. Our house really wasn't that Christmassy, but like
it wasn't, but
we had
like,
enough to call it decorated. We had like
little knickknacks around.
Right. I hated it towards
the end. It wasn't us.
I mean,
I don't miss it, that's for sure.
Yeah. And when we put it up, I think it was like the first week of December. It was fun.
It was fun and festive.
For like once the first week of December hit, once everybody first started watching Christmas movies and like it started getting cozy outside, and we had that one holiday night that did we watch?
The Holidays.
Yeah. That was like the peak of the holiday season for me. Like that one night and like the French dips and all that. And then after that, I was like, okay, now we're just playing this holiday game that like everybody has to play.
Literally.
So I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited for this episode. We have several different kind of like prompts, if you will, that we both answered for like our intentions for the new year and things we're leaving in 2023. And yeah, I'm excited for this. I had all intention to get ready today too. Like Alex is all dolled up, but I started my period and
just one of those days. It's not bad, right?
No. Good. I'm good. I started cramping, but I took something. I took 400 milligrams of ibuprofen. So we're coasting. But yeah, I did want to dress up though to like maybe bring in the new year with like not looking like I just rolled out of bed. But I did literally just roll out of bed. I put on this vest.
It's okay. Who cares?
Period underwear on right now. Like
wanting to get dolled up is out for 2024.
Thank you. Let's start there. All over social media, we've been seeing people do their ins and their outs for 2024. So we wanted to write our own. We don't know what each other wrote.
No.
So should we do like all of our ins first and all of our outs? Or do you want to go one and one? Or like one in, one out. One in, one out.
Let's do one in, one out.
Okay. Mine don't necessarily correlate.
Or wait, sorry. One in, one in.
One in, one in. And go down all of our ins.
And then switch to outs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys get it? Is everybody ready?
Okay. my first in, this is in no particular order. This is literally just what popped in my head. Same. My first in for 2024 is ordering dessert when I'm out to eat, even if I'm full.
I love that.
I always say like always order dessert, and I'm always like a dessert person, but I just when I'm full, I take that as an opportunity to like, nah, I'm okay, thanks. I don't even want to see the menu.
Yeah.
But more often than not, when I do order dessert, it is now like my favorite thing on the menu for that restaurant. Right, and it's a reason for me to go back.
And it's so fun.
It's so fun. They're usually like the lower priced items on the menu. Yeah.
Even if it's just like a scoop of gelato or like a small chocolate chip cookie.
They're usually delicious. And dishes that I remember from restaurants that are in like my queue in my head are usually the desserts. The date cake from Black Market Liquor in Studio City.
If you are in the LA area, if you're even in the Orange County area,
go
up to Studio City.
It is so fucking good.
Everything else on the menu is incredible too, but
this is like what you think of, right?
Right.
When you think of a good dessert. I do not stop thinking about the cheese. I'm actually going again on Monday. The cheesecake from Rule of Thirds in Brooklyn. It's so good. It's me and my boyfriend's favorite dish. And it's like the Rule of Thirds in general is like very special to us.
Yeah.
But the dessert there is what brings us back every time. Yeah. And it's, I just want more of those. And I just like need to, you know, I need to get dessert when I want to get dessert.
That reminds me of, I think I like read this to you when I first saw it, but when Bob Saget died, John Stamos, you know, in an interview or whatever, he was talking about the last time he had seen Bob Saget, and they were at dinner, and it was not too far from when he actually passed away. And Bob Saget's like, oh, like, do you want to get dessert? John's like, nah, we don't need it. And he's like, come on. He's like, nah, man. Like, you know, just like you're saying, I don't need it. I'm full.
Right.
And in the interview, John Stamos is like, the things I would do to have gotten that dessert with him. I'm going to cry. Oh my God. It's my period.
I get it.
And at the end of the interview, he was like, the way I live now is get the dessert. And
I love that.
So I think that you could take that as shallow or as deep as you want, but
absolutely
both are valid. Okay. Ends making those doctor's appointments. Enough said.
Ooh, scary.
Exactly. But it's in. So it's
but
cool.
Do it.
It's cool to do. So,
My second in is day outings during the week.
Love that.
I did it a lot more so when we first moved here, just because I was like in the mode of forcing myself to see New York. But now that I'm more so in my routine, now that we've lived here for over a year, I have just fallen into the, okay, I don't know if I've said this before, but I work West Coast hours. So
I don't think you've said that.
No, my work week is I work 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. most days.
Eastern time.
So that my full day is pretty much on the clock, but I do have my mornings, and I haven't been taking advantage of my mornings as often as I'd like. I have just fallen into the routine of getting out of bed later in the day because my day doesn't start until later
in
the day.
Nothing's pulling you out of bed.
No. So I want more day outings because I have the opportunity. Like, yeah. I have a full morning that I could take advantage of. You know what really triggered this one for me is I started noticing that when I go downstairs in the afternoon, I say good morning to the doorman.
And they're already like, what?
And
good
it's like,
afternoon.
And it's like 1:30. But 1:30 in my head is 10:30 because I'm on West Coast hours still.
Yeah.
So it feels like morning to me.
I get it.
But it's not. So I want to get my mornings back.
Come to Orange Theory with me.
Eh.
Or not. I tried. Okay, my next in is high protein intake. I just want to eat more protein.
Yeah,
and
eggs.
It's really
how?
Fucking good for you. I don't know. Just however, I feel like even when I'm eating comfort meals, I tend to, and like obviously there's protein in vegetables, I tend to lean vegetable heavy when I'm thinking like health. Whereas, yes, that is a part of health, but I need to like, I don't know. We'll get to it later, but like, honestly, I'll just say it now. My next in after that is strength training. Like, I'm really just trying to get stronger and like not for aesthetics, but purely because, I mean, where it started was my right rhomboid. Google it. I'm not going to explain what a rhomboid is. It's
rhombus.
It's my rhombus. It's really weak and it's overstretched. I always thought since it's always in pain, I need to like relax, right? And I need to stretch it and I need to leave it alone. But I've been working with this new chiropractor and he's like, no, it's quite the opposite. Like the reason your shoulder's literally caving forward on the right side is because it's so weak. You don't have supporting muscles to like yeet it back into place. So long story short, I want to eat way more protein. So with this strength training that I'm going to be consistently doing, I can actually retain the muscle because that's half of building strength. It's like, what are you eating after to replenish your muscles? And right. I don't want to just be eating vegetables like light salmon and that. Like I want to bulk up. Yeah. But more protein heavy.
My next in is calling my mom every day. I just don't call her enough. And I could always tell when we're on the phone and she's like, hey, haven't talked to you in a couple days. And you know what? I think about it every day. Mom, if you're listening, I think about calling you every day. It's just half the time I'm like, oh, I'll call her in 20 minutes when I'm done with this. And then I just forget. And then it pushes off. And then it's like 9 p.m. and I'm in bed and I'm just like,
well, now it's too late.
I'll call her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So call my mom every day.
Make the time for it, I guess.
Exactly.
I should do that. Maybe I'll add that one to my list. Hey, mom. Next on mine is cooking at home, not ordering out. Making meals at home. I put this on my list because last night I was about to order a spicy fusilli from Ruby's. And I'm literally like reading the ingredients of the dish, right? It just says like vodka sauce, fusilli, basil. And I was like, what? And I closed the app and I came out here. I was like, Alex, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you need anything? And I went and bought it, all the ingredients I needed for the fraction of the price of the one serving. But now I have multiple servings to make it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 10 times better. I knew what was going into it. And I got in the kitchen.
Yep.
Which I love.
That's great. I'm really good during the week. Especially when I do like big grocery trips.
Right.
It's just the weekend hits and I'm like, go out.
Honestly, the fine print below mine does say like not necessarily weekends.
Okay. Weekends are
it's fun. Like they don't count. Like hungover and shit. Yeah. No, I'm not going to get up and fucking make fusilli.
Right.
But weekdays.
Weekdays.
When last night was a weeknight, obviously. And I'm sitting there and I'm tired and I can make all the excuses as to why I don't want to do it, but.
There's no reason not to just like make yourself dinner.
It's so silly. There's literally no reason. It's totally just like our generation. It's our like modern world right now that we have access to these fucking.
It's the convenience.
Delivery apps, dude. I wish I never got it.
Yeah, it's the delivery and then just living in New York in general.
Right.
My brother lives in North Carolina, kind of in the middle of nowhere, and he was here for Christmas and he was like, I want to take advantage of all these different eateries and getting shit delivered. Like, I don't do that. So I see.
And it's a treat for him.
It's a treat for him.
That's what weekends are.
Right.
They should be. What they should be.
Yeah.
We have how many? Like 3 markets within a block, you guys, to be able to go get, maybe not like a full grocery shopping thing necessarily, but you can go at least get the ingredients for that thing you're craving.
You would order anyway.
Right.
It's just the convenience. It's just because we don't want to get our asses off the couch.
And work. And get off your ass and work.
We could literally have the meal to our doorstep, any meal we want, living in the city. Jesus. And it's a fucking privilege, but when you get used to it, it turns into your everyday.
I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And then we press order, and then the time when you're just waiting for it.
And then when you look back at how much money you've spent on it, that's scary.
And then do you notice yourself when you grocery shop, you're like, it was so expensive. And then you're like, actually, no, what I just spent for 2 weeks of food was like 2.5 meals on Postmates.
Yes. Literally, I give myself a hard time because I spent like $150 at Trader Joe's, but then
you would have spent
like one night out.
Yeah, that too. And like, hey,
I hate it.
It's literally food,
right?
You like have to eat.
You have to eat.
You're not spending money on groceries.
You're investing.
You're just turning what was money into a resource to get your body going. Cooking at home, it's super in this year, guys.
Super in. Okay, my fourth in is shopping more boutique / Etsy.
Love that.
I guess I'll sneak one of my outs in here. I'm just a big, and I don't like this about myself. I'll get a new outfit for any occasion. If me and my boyfriend plan a dinner date, I'm like, ooh, I need a new sweater.
Yeah.
And I'm such an ASOS Urban Outfitters shopper.
Type thing.
The overnight shit and the accessibility. I mean, we live blocks away from an Urban Outfitters and it's just right there, but I don't need something new for everything. I want to find more valuable pieces that are going to last me longer.
Yep.
Instead of shit that's just going to be out of trend, bad quality. It's going to, you know.
I put investment pieces.
Yeah. Investment pieces.
That's one of my ins on my list too. Investment pieces. It's one of my outs. Overconsumption.
Yep.
I'm right there with you. I think a lot of people are right now. I think it's definitely a sign of the times too.
Yeah.
I mean,
online shopping
is fucking expensive and it's like, for what? Like, why go through all that? Like, ooh, I'm going to buy something for this next thing and then never wear it again.
Right.
Or like, you know, wear it a few more times before it just falls apart because you bought it off Urban or like something that's just going to like fall apart. So I feel you on that. And I mean, I'm guilty of it too, but that's why I want to stop it. I'm right there with you.
Online shopping just got so much easier during the pandemic too. Like
it goes with the Postmate thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Instead of like, oh, I can't necessarily go to the store right now. Well, I have a closet full of clothes.
Right.
And like you have my closet too. Like I have your closet too. Like let's
right.
do that.
We already too. Have so much shit.
There's no, like we have something for every fucking occasion. There's no need. We need no reason we need to be buying more.
A big thing for me too is especially with social media, when you see like all these cool and on TikTok, all these cool outfit of the days and shit. And you're right. like, oh, I don't have that exact jacket. I need to fill that space in my closet. But you didn't think you needed that 30 seconds ago before you saw that video or before you saw that outfit of the day photo.
That's where I like your rule that you used to do.
Yeah, I still do that. It's just I feel like now I need the items more.
Quicker,
so,
right. Yeah. Alex has always done like a put it in your cart. And if you think about it for the next few days, like it does keep popping in your head that you really do want that item, then there's more of a reason to press checkout. But don't just like add checkout, close tab, buy. Come to your door 3 days later, like sit on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of shit and a lot of carts online right now.
You should see my ASOS hearts.
Like oh, my favorites. Yes.
And I just, sometimes that's enough though. Yeah. I press it and I'm like,
hurting.
And then I put it in there and I'm like, okay, cool. After I'm done like scrolling on, you know, whatever
you weed category, through it.
I say that I'm like, I'm going to go look and I'm going to remember and I'm totally going to get that. And half the time I get exhausted by the fact of even going being to look back at my favorites.
Yep.
And I don't even need it. And I haven't even thought about it.
No.
So maybe try that. Add things to like favorites or even add things to like a Pinterest board or like make a little like mood board of maybe a type of like vibe you want to go towards for your closet before you press checkout. So you can just sit on that. Will you ever even actually incorporate it into your closet? Like that's the question I ask probably a lot of the time.
Not. There's exactly. so much shit that I've purchased because I thought this individual item was cute.
Exactly.
But does it go with anything that I have? No.
But then you're like, oh, okay, it doesn't. But then I'll buy the right. jeans that will go with it. And the shoe. Okay, now you have one outfit that only goes with each other. And now what? And then you don't want to wear it again.
The cycle continues because, right, you don't want to wear it again. So you need something new.
Yes. Oh, it's like I already took a picture in that or... So stupid.
Whack.
Overconsumption's out.
I end up wearing the same shit every day.
Oh, same. I literally.
It's insane.
Or I like fixate on things like this vest.
Me too.
Teddy Fresh sent this to me recently. I love Teddy Fresh so much. I've worn it almost every day. It's so cute. It's warm. It's a way to be cozy, but like not look bummy.
Colorful too.
And I'm going to like fixate on it and then it's going to, and then I'm never going to wear it again. Not that's dramatic, but like I won't wear it as much now.
Yeah. You rotate your like key pieces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I want to not do that. I want to like, wait, okay, let's bring back something I haven't worn in a minute. Like
rotate your wardrobe.
You have like, we have enough of it. I need to be wearing the same fucking outfit.
And I like, we have cool shit.
We have such cool clothes, but I'm out here like baby tee and worn. Jeans and my Uggs every day. Well, it's out. So
it's out.
Moving on. Along the fashion side of things for an in, I put pointed toe shoes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I feel like that's like an in thing right now, more for like the general.
Okay. My next in is taking pictures of any and everything. I am so
bad. I was going to say, I do that so bad. I'm on the opposite of that.
What do you mean?
I'm like, I don't need to be taking a picture of a fucking leaf on the ground.
See, I just don't take pictures in general. So yeah. I need to like take it all.
Yeah, do
it. I recently purchased a digital camera and I've been bringing it everywhere. And like I take pictures of most things that I quote find of like days that I find of value, which I fucking hate because every day is valuable. On outings where I'm just like going to lunch or going to grab a coffee, I want to start taking more photos.
Yeah.
I'm just suck at photos in general. Like I think back on
what does that even mean though?
I mean, when we're out and when like memories that I think back on of like even parties or trips and shit, like I don't take photos. If you go through my camera roll,
I thought you meant like you suck at like the photo. My bad.
What do you mean?
I understood wrong.
Oh, okay.
I thought
okay.
you were like, I suck at taking them like they're bad
oh,
pictures.
Oh, no. Like, I got an eye for it. Yeah. I don't take enough photos.
I kind of like that though, but I understand.
Yeah. I just, it's nice in the moment. I do agree. Like, I'm not one to be on my phone on trips or even like nights out and shit. My phone's tucked, but I also think back to like, oh, I wish I had a visual memory of that. Yeah. And like Leanna takes pictures of fucking everything.
She's so good at it.
And I love it. I love it.
Everyone needs a Leanna in their life.
Yes. She'll take a picture of anything and everything. You can literally hit her up and be like, what did we do on this day? And she'll know because she has a photo stamp of it.
She has a log of almost every single day of her life with a photo. I'm in the middle of that one. I take good ones, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't like, and I'll take like a million of it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to like post that later or something. And then you should just see my camera roll. There's so much shit in here that will never see the light of day.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. I'm like scrolling. I was filling out a profile for something. Oh, that Lapse. Yeah. That new like photo sharing app or whatever. And I needed a profile photo and I was just scrolling and I was like, I don't have anything.
Along that point, I don't have a lot of pictures of myself.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I take pictures of things and like I have like a lot of like funny pictures of you and like nights out like that. I don't have a lot of pictures of myself. And I noticed that when I was finding a profile picture for Lapse.
Right.
I'm kind of in a weird point right now where like I needed something with the red hair.
Oh,
I couldn't go
yes.
back to like that key one picture we all like of ourselves because that one
was blonde.
It was blonde. I'm like, right. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but you get what I'm saying. And I had like two that I've taken since whenever I got my hair done. What was that? End of September. Like, yeah, I don't take a lot of pictures of myself.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I could do like a mirror thing.
Yeah.
But then if you look at my fucking Instagram, it's only all mirror photos.
Right. We need to start taking pictures of each other.
Yes.
We
but then I'm like, I feel like, hey, take a picture of me.
But like, we just have to. Yeah. We have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Next in is doing things alone. I feel like I could have said this after your day one.
Outings. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good. I'm really good at this, but I felt the need to put it into the episode because.
Hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. For it. And I see the comment a lot, even on like vlogs where, I mean, all of my vlogs, I'm alone.
Right.
Like usually out in the city, like running my errands or whatever. And people are like, how are you just out here like doing that alone? Mm. And I just encourage you to try. It's not really a how to that I can give you, but like.
You get used to it the more you do it.
Yeah. And it's the best thing ever. So it's in this year too, if that makes you easier.
It's in. Okay, my last in of 2024 is hosting more dinner parties.
Love that. I'm here for that.
We had a successful dinner party for Thanksgiving. Loved it. It was so fun. My creative juices were flowing in a way that I didn't even think I could tap into at one point. So I really want to get into dinner parties.
Let's do it.
Hosting.
It'll be fun to do during the warmer seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can, like, have the door open. It'll
absolutely.
Be, like, summer menu items. Like, it won't be, like, just cozy food.
Fruit salads.
Only fruits. We're going to have fruit salad dinner party.
I love a citrus salad.
Yeah, honestly, though.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Let's do it. I have two more ends. I'm just going to throw them out there. Oil cleansing your face. Very good for your skin. Even if you're somebody who has oily skin, majority of the time, it's because your skin's actually lacking moisture. So your face is over producing the oil to make up for the lack of moisture. So try oil cleansing. Mm. I recommend the Kiehl's one. And last one, of course, therapy. That should have been at the top of the list, to be honest.
Therapy's always in.
Always in. Okay, the outs. I already said overconsumption, but now I'm going to say oversharing. This is a one.
Interesting.
This is for me. This wasn't necessarily for the masses because I think there's a lot of people that probably don't relate to this and maybe want to share more, and I encourage you to. It's weird because I really like it. Like, I do like to share everything.
In what context? Like on social media or like when you're sitting out at a bar with a stranger? Like
just
because I'm one of those. I'm like, I'll spill.
Right. Not really in social media. I guess I didn't think of it that way, but just in conversation, like honestly, even with like you or I don't know, like say we're having a dinner party. I can't really think of it too situationally. It's more so like the filtering process in my head.
Mm.
And it's not that I'm wanting to hold things back because I don't think I could if I tried. There's times that like, maybe it's not time to share that. Like, I want to sit on things in my head longer before I just share them.
Okay.
Whether that's an emotion, something like I'm struggling with, or an idea. It could be something. It doesn't have to be like a
right.
mushy
thing. Serious.
No,
yeah.
Right. But like, I guess with that, like just like not filling the silence.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually wanted to ask you this, and whatever, we'll ask you now on the podcast. I have been trying to not feel the silence.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed. I won't be offended if you haven't noticed. But I've noticed, and this is like totally fine, just observing, now that I don't feel the silence, I feel like we haven't talked as much during the day.
Oh, yeah. But like, you know me, I can go days without talking.
For sure. For sure. But like, yeah, that's why I'm wondering if you noticed, because.
I guess so.
Like we.
It has been. It's hard to tell because like we've had Vince here. Like.
Right.
That's we true. Haven't had just like a normal week.
But like, even if I like saw a TikTok or something like that, like I don't bring it up anymore.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I'm just trying. I'm just trying something new. I don't even know if that's like what I mean by it, but yeah. I'm just trying to like shut up a little more.
Oh, I don't think you should. I never thought you needed to. I think that's always been do you think it'll switch some up in you or something?
Maybe. I just feel like.
What's up?
I just think it's like, no need.
Okay.
I don't need to be saying every fucking stream of consciousness.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I get you. I've always like thought that about myself because I've always felt like I'm like on the opposite side of that.
Right.
I like always felt like I don't need to take up space.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. So I'm like, I've just gotten comfortable with not speaking.
Right. Genuinely comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I'm like, the silence like is
you prefer it.
Yeah. The That's silence good. Is like my safe space.
Then, hey, like good.
Right.
It would be different if you were like, oh, I want to, but like, I'm too nervous type thing.
Yeah.
That's
but I don't want you to put yourself there if it's like uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Again, like, we'll see how long this one lasts. Right. Like, I can't, like, it is my like personality.
Do you think this also might have something to do with you not smoking?
I don't know.
Because you are more talkative when you smoke.
Yeah, but I only smoke at night. So yes, for like our nighttime, like when we're sitting watching the show.
Because that's when I know, like that's when I like see your like, you drop the, and you're like, you just say things.
Of course. Right. Yeah. That's my thing when I'm high. I'm very chatty.
Yeah.
No, that's not where this is coming from. But like, yes, that is a thing. Where I think this started is... I kind of talked about this with you after what happened, like after the breakup, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the shit going on with my family.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was like that 2 month period, like September and October, where like every fucking conversation was about the like turmoil that I have been experiencing.
I get that.
And like, I just like don't want to talk about me all the time.
I get that.
So I think that's where this started was like, okay, yes, those things are going on and they're valid and I'm going to have my feelings. Like I'm not trying to shut myself down.
Right. You're just like, trying to like get a handle on the narrative a little more.
Yeah. And like, there's more to life.
Right.
There's more things going on.
Yeah.
Like why not talk about those things? Cause honestly, they're a lot fucking better to talk about than the really two big things I'm dealing with in my personal life right now. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, that's where we started talking about you and your boyfriend. We need to give him a name.
I know.
Super weird. Like your boy. Like we feel like
13 year olds. Yeah, I hate it.
Like that's where
it freed like, up some space.
Exactly. Like let's talk about like how you're feeling in your relationship or like what's something fun you did this week or like what's like a funny TikTok you saw like, and I put it on you because we just spend time together. Like right. By default, it points to you.
Right.
But like, I mean this with everybody. Like even when I went to lunch with Kylie, my friend Kylie, was it like 2 weeks ago? I don't know. During that, like she would ask about me and I'd answer and I'd be like, no, like.
Right.
Like, stop I get asking you. Asking about me. And I think people ask about me. Obviously, it's a conversation. You ask about people and they ask about you back. But like, I don't want people to think I just.
Exist around the two things that are going or like in exactly. around in your life
because like that's what she would ask about and I'm like yes like that's happening but,
other
but like
shit's happening
I also like done my hair red like or right. you know something like that it's just
I get you
it's an, I maybe it's not so much oversharing but it's like the quality of what I'm sharing
I get it I get it. And I think especially with like with what you a big breakthrough for you in therapy was you not being like attached to your trauma.
Right.
And the fact that like you've kind of you're in this place right now where these two big things were so life altering that they are what they're the big things that are circling you right now.
Yep.
And I get where you want to like get a handle on not making those two things 100% who you are.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I talked about this with my therapist. I'm like, am I doing this as a form of escapism? And she's like, no, I don't think so. Because I was scared that maybe this is me just trying to like run away from it.
Right.
But now that I talked about it with her, like it's not that because
you've accepted it.
I've accepted it. I'm still feeling it.
I would never. My head didn't even go there.
Yeah. I think maybe it was just me trying to validate myself. Then yeah, it's not to avoid like when things need to be talked about, they will. And like, if I am feeling something, I will bring it up.
Yes.
I also like want to, I don't know. I just want to talk about other things.
I get it.
I don't fucking know.
I get it.
But that's top of the list for the out.
Big. That's a big out.
You're telling me.
Ooh, it's 5:55.
Drink.
5 o'clock somewhere.
I thought you were about to say 5 o'clock shadow.
That too.
That's out.
5 o'clock showers are out. I need to get one of those little razor things. My mustache one. Been coming in.
I got one. I bought a 3-pack.
Mine's big. Mine's like that.
Okay.
Number one out is the need to say yes.
Need to say yes.
I
elaborate.
When it comes to like making plans in general, I feel like I, especially these past couple of years living in New York, I've told myself to like be a yes man.
Yeah.
And go out and do shit. But I think it turned into like me accommodating more so than actually just doing shit that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't need to say yes to everything.
It's a powerful motive.
I don't need to say yes to everything. And I'm not talking like career wise or like opportunities or it's just more so like, hey, do you want to go to this restaurant on Tuesday? No, I don't.
Like what you're doing with your time.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
Yeah. You don't need a reason to say no.
God, no. No is a complete sentence.
Like, don't let people like hound you with the, but why? Just be like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's this come up in your life?
Plans.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm accommodating with plans in general.
Have I done this?
I don't think so.
That's why I asked.
I think it has like more to do with like social settings and like choosing bars and shit, but it's like I don't think it falls on a specific person. I don't know, the bars choosing sounds like minuscule. It's just like not just going with the flow just cuz.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah
that's where I'm at.
That's interesting. I feel like that's a really common line to walk in your 20s. I feel like early 20s you're like,
because you want to. That's why I said like yes. in my head I want to be this yes man and like go with the flow.
And then late 20s, once you're nearing your 30s, you're like, I don't want to do shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And it's more so, it's like, it's not other people, like to you asking if it was you, it's not other people making the decisions for me. It's more so like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think we all went out and I had this thought where I was like, okay, I want to go home early. But then I was like, no, Alex, stay out. Like everyone's having fun. You're having fun. But then I was like, but I just want to go home and be in bed. But I stayed out because, you know what I mean?
It's very situational.
Yeah, it's very situational and ended up staying out because like everyone, like I said, everyone was having fun. I was having fun. But I woke up the next morning and I was like, I wish I would have just gone home when I wanted to go home.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I completely get it. It's situational. And I feel like almost a part two of this, maybe this will resonate, is just honoring what you want in the moment.
Yes.
So it's whether that means staying out.
Exactly.
Like maybe you will actually want to stay out one.
Exactly.
Or not. It's just like.
And like it's allowed to change. Exactly. And that's why I like I couldn't find an example, but I pinpointed to that night because that specific night I just wanted to go home early. Didn't have a reason.
Right.
I just don't want to be out anymore.
Yep.
But then like I ended up staying out because I wasn't just going to go home alone. But like you could go home alone.
You could also do that.
Yep.
You could also just separate from the group. Yeah. Like. You won't Bye have guys. FOMO.
I want to go be in bed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I like that. It's just honoring what you want without having to have a reason or need to validate it so other people can wrap their head around it. It's not for them to wrap their head around.
Right.
My next out is scented candles.
Mm.
They're super bad for us.
God, I hate this owl.
I know you do. And I actually thought, I like, when I wrote it down, I was like, I hope she doesn't take this personal. I got rid of all of mine. Well, I didn't get rid of them. I burnt them. And okay. Then now I said goodbye forever.
Okay, we need to find some alternatives.
Totally fine. Okay. Like, even like the smokeless ones that you bought here, these white ones you have.
Smoke and scentless ones.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I love candles. Don't get me wrong. But like, finding the more natural ones and like the beeswax and all that.
Right.
No more volcano candles. Hey, this is mine. Eat it. Your side of the room, you do whatever the fuck you want. I'll just open a window. I don't know. This is also for the masses too. Like,
yeah,
I've just been hearing and seeing so much
horror stories.
Bad shit, yeah, about it. And they're bad for our pets too.
Yeah.
And it's winter right now. So like 99% of the time,
windows,
we
are
don't
closed,
have ventilation. Well, we do. That sounded scary. But like, right, you know,
no,
fresh,
I get
air,
you. Let me burn through these and then let's sit, please, down one day and like find good alternatives. And we'll just like, we'll buy from hella different brands, yeah, test them out,
yeah,
see what we like, and then we'll find our candle.
Love that.
Love that.
We'll keep, okay, you guys updated with the scented candle thing. But
I'm in.
I get it. Like, I
love
candles.
Volcano.
But wait, I'm sure there's a fucking natural dupe,
yeah,
out there.
There has to be.
If we just read the notes of what the volcano is made of, like eucalyptus and blah, 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 we could even like finesse one.
Right.
What if we just made our own candles?
Yeah.
And we have all these jars.
We do have a lot of jars.
We have so many things to hold candles in.
Just so much work.
No, it's not. I got to let Chris say.
Finding the like the formulas and the ratios of different.
That sounds fun. We'll cross that bridge.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
But they're out.
All right. My next out for 2024 is getting blackout drunk. I'm just so over it.
I like that.
I don't need to get blackout drunk every night out.
When's the last time you got blackout drunk? From like, as an outsider, you've been great.
Oh, that weekend in the Bay when I was doing, I started the night with White Claws.
Oh, yeah.
And then apparently, I didn't know this. I found this out the next morning. We ended up at a bar down the street in our hometown. And I was doing Jaeger bombs shots with like, it was like hometown vibes. Like it, yeah, felt like the night before Thanksgiving. And I was doing Jaeger bomb shots with like people from high school and shit. And I just don't need to be doing that.
No comment, but full support.
I'm sure it was fun in the moment, but you guys, I have never had a hangover that bad in my entire life. That was the worst ever.
That's Jaeger bombs, bro.
Ever. Like, but I love Jaeger bombs. They're so good.
They give me a rash.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Yeah. They are so, they're so tasty.
Yeah. They're
I can down them.
They're easy.
Oh God.
But no more.
No.
I like that. I feel you.
Yeah. No more blackout nights.
My next out is picking your skin.
Mm.
I thought you'd like this
huge
one too.
Yeah.
I'm trying. We're all trying. But maybe now that it's on an out list and it's like not cool anymore.
Right. It's a battle every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more picking skin. Not your face. Not your thumbs. Not. I'll even be picking ingrown hairs on my thighs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, stop touching it.
Stop touching it. We got to start yelling at each other. Sometimes I see you and like.
I know.
But when
you
I yell
at
you.
Your eyebrow the other night.
No, I know.
Monopoly, but
I know.
Same thing. I wanted to yell at you and I was like, no. Then she's going to be like.
Because we both know how it feels when someone yells
and
at you.
It just hurts.
And I'll be like, no, shut up.
Yeah, like I get defensive.
Yes.
And I'm like, because I know I'm wrong.
Yep.
When I turn like a
but
puppy
it's such
with like
a natural reaction.
Tail between the legs.
Yes.
I know.
Like,
I
don't
it.
Call me out. I know what I'm doing is bad.
Maybe we should just say like, hey.
Stop.
Or what if we just touch arm? Okay. Touched picking arm and just
yeah, but sometimes I see like when I walk by, I see you just like standing hella close to your mirror,
and you could tell by the like silence,
yeah,
in the bathroom. But
oh,
the door's
yeah.
open and you don't hear pee and
yeah.
you don't hear TikTok, so I'm not shitting.
No, you're just like 2 inches too from close. Your big mirror.
Yeah, the hinge at the hips over the
yeah.
sink, like yeah, no, I don't do that anymore. So
no, yeah,
that's crazy.
Out. Super out,
super out, not cool. I have two more outs. Caffeine first thing in the morning.
Oh yeah. It's a good
have
one.
A cup of water first. Mm-hmm. Whatever your caffeine is, even if it is tea or whatever you feel like is like a healthier thing, whatever you're having in the morning, just have it be water first. It does a lot for your gut. It does a lot for your hormones.
It's a good rule.
And my last one is intellectualizing emotions. That's that is out for me.
Do you want to expand on that one?
Yeah, I especially with therapy over the past few years, like I've learned a lot of just like how the human brain works and like the especially with EMDR, like the the literal order in which your brain processes things on like a neurological level. It's fascinating. I love it. But with that, I apply it to myself naturally. I really struggle. And even in my sessions, like if we're doing like a reprocessing moment with a certain memory or, you know, whatever, it sounds so stereotypical, but she'll say like, how does that make you feel? And I'll be like, oh, well, it makes me feel this because, you know, when I was younger and this would happen, da, da, da. And she said, okay, that didn't answer. Like she gets like blunt with me and I love it. She's like, that's not a feeling. You're explaining why you feel that way, which is great. That's self-awareness.
You're jumping a step.
Self-awareness, this could be a whole other fucking episode, is like a blessing and a curse when it comes to this intellectualizing emotions point. Because I feel like when I started therapy in 2020, I was just like, I'm gonna have compassion for myself. But like, for lack of a better word, I was a fucking mess. And then I got into therapy and was like, whoa, what is all of this? Felt everything, got really depressed, intellectualized my way out of depression by just trying to understand why I was depressed. And then the past few years have been me now actually just feeling the emotions that put me into depression in the first place. If I would have just felt them, maybe I wouldn't have gotten fucking depressed.
Right.
So it's almost like I'm doing the work I should have done, whatever. Again, not judging myself here. But yeah, what that point means to me is just like, I just start with words now. Like, so back to the therapy point, she'll be like, okay, no. How does it make you feel? And I literally will sit there in silence and be like, sad, embarrassed, confused, like one word it, really simple, it, like bring it back to elementary school if you're someone who struggles with this.
I love
that's,
that.
That's what I need to do though.
Yeah, that's really nice. Good reminder.
Yeah, I just get so obsessed with like the meaning.
It's easy to jump to conclusions too. And like, it's not about the meaning sometimes.
It never is.
It's never about the meaning.
It's actually never about that. No. It's never about.
You know why? Because you can't change or do anything about it after you already felt it. It already happened. You feel it. You can't erase the effect because you know why it happened.
I felt the wrath of it.
Yeah. Having the why does not take away that it actually happened.
Not at all. I never really worry about taking it away. It's like, it's a control thing.
Yeah.
It's if I can intellectualize the reason something happened to me, that means I have control over it. That's what my brain says. That's not the fucking truth. But that's what my that's like why I have that pattern.
That's
why
you go there.
That's why I'm trying to break it because I don't have control over anything. That's the goal.
Yeah.
I don't want to control anything. It's exhausting. Only me in every situation.
Yep.
So no more. That's out.
Big out.
Super lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the next little prompt that we're doing is... this was actually like what we thought the full episode was going to be, but then I just like was brainstorming, whatever. This is kind of something we even say in like lighter situations too.
Yeah,
like, oh my God, if blank year old me saw this now, she would freak out.
Yep.
There's a few ages. I have about like three different ages that kind of popped into my head. I really like sat down and like channeled these answers too, of things that younger version of me would see now and be like, whoa,
you're there?
Like, no way.
You're doing that?
Unreal. This is a very common thing you do in EMDR too.
Oh, really?
She always asks like, and now I've gotten to the point where like, I know when blank year old me steps forward in a reprocessing moment, and it tends to be 12 year old me all the time.
Whoa.
And she's like side bangs, like she's,
wow.
And she's sitting there like
side eyeing you.
Like she's like sassy and just like a little brat and like,
whoa.
And yeah. So I feel like I've like when I channel it, like she always sits to my left, whatever that means. I don't know. So I did that in this. It was fun.
Love that.
This honestly, the brainstorming for this whole episode was so fun to me. Okay. I'm going to kind of just like read what I wrote.
Okay.
I think it'll be easier to talk through. 12 year old me would not believe that I live with you. I'm going to cry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Oh my God, I gotta cry. Stop. I don't want to cry.
I said it forward. I need another Olipop.
Oh my God. You're already done?
Yeah, I've chugged it for some reason.
Oh my God, I'm like halfway done with this. Stop it. I'm gonna cry. Stop.
She wouldn't believe I lived with you.
Oh.
Because that's like what... Oh, wow. Chill. I need to do my best.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but this is
okay. Laugh. That's like what every best friend growing up wants.
Oh my God. That's all you could ever imagine when you're 10 years old playing on the playground and.
Yeah. Or like sleepovers.
Yeah.
Like, what if we just live together? Like,
right.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we are.
So that's cool. She wouldn't believe that I have a dog and not a cat.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Because I grew up a big cat person and I was never against dogs, but like, it's just crazy. I don't have a cat. She wouldn't believe I'm, get it together. Wouldn't believe that I'm an aunt of two, a niece and a nephew, and really close with my sister now. Because when I didn't get close with my sister until I was like 18. She wouldn't believe that, She wouldn't believe that my mom is starting to take her health seriously, to say the least. She wouldn't believe that she got her power back and is finally respected by her parents.
Fuck, man. You want to hold my hand?
It's because I want my period.
I know, the female body is crazy.
She wouldn't believe that I spoke to my real dad at the table during my uncle's wedding. That's like a double whammy there because my uncle got married finally. And we talked about shared characteristics, dreams, and emotions that we've always had in common but never knew. And lastly, she wouldn't believe that I actually get paid to be a chatterbox now. I'm sorry, my hands are so
It's
sweaty.
Okay, mine are probably too. Wow, you do. That's really cool.
You do too.
Yeah, kind of. I talk sometimes.
Oh my God, that was really crazy.
That was good. That was probably felt really good.
It did.
Good.
If we would have recorded this yesterday, I would have been fine.
You're good. You want to take a little break?
No, that felt good.
Okay, good, good.
I was just crying.
Good. Mine feel really silly after yours.
I bet if I read them, I'll cry.
Oh, no, I might get there. Okay. I channeled 13-year-old me. She would not believe that I work for a creative job in the fashion industry, that I never saw myself doing that. I always like totally thought and pictured I would be in a cubicle, and like that sounds so like everyone hates cubicles these days and like talks so much shit about a cubicle job, but like that's what I saw.
Well, not back then.
Right.
Like to that point.
And like I thought that was like where I was gonna end up. I loved math. I wanted to go to like a 4-year regular in quotes college. But that's just like not what happened to me. And like she would never believe that I went to art school and have a creative career in the fashion industry, which is crazy.
When you think of her now seeing that scenario, what is like, is she judgy or is she happy? Like what is she?
She's probably just really confused. She's so like, she was so set, and I'll get to like more of the planning later, yeah. But I've always been such a big planner down to like the year, like where I wanted my life to be and like what I saw. And if things didn't go to plan, it wasn't okay. And the fact that this is so against, like my life now is so against everything that was what she thought her plan was. She's probably just like, what the fuck happened?
What?
Confused.
What the frick?
What the frick? You're weird.
Yeah,
that's see, probably what she's
they're
saying.
They're judgy.
Yeah.
Little bitches.
Little bitches. She would not believe that I don't live in California.
Mm.
And she wouldn't believe that she lost, or I lost Opa and Grandma Bonnie in the same year, and that my grief taught me so much about slowing down, learning to accept, having compassion, and how it shaped my values moving forward. Mm-hmm. After those losses, I feel like I did a lot of growing up and I did a lot of changing. In her head, I would never have lost my grandparents. And
right.
It like I saw them living forever, which is, I know, sounds dumb. And
but that's what.
That's
what a 12 and 13 year old should be thinking. They shouldn't need to be stressing about
right.
the death and whatnot. That's,
yeah. So
that's for 28-year-old.
I don't think she ever thought it would happen. And she would be surprised and comforted to know that a lot of beauty came out of those, the grief itself and the losses. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! We put an applause track over that. Okay, my next age is 18-year-old me.
Okay.
18-year-old me wouldn't believe that I'm not married yet and I'm single. She wouldn't believe I have this many tattoos or that my hair is red, not blonde, and I don't straighten my hair anymore.
Oh.
I know those seem really, you get it. I know maybe to you guys those seem really like, what the fuck? But like, I was set on an aesthetic for a minute, to say the least.
To say the least.
She wouldn't believe that I love therapy and I'm in it by choice. Yeah, 18 was the age where that was like the first time I was told like, hey, you should maybe. And I was like, no.
Do you remember who told you?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't need that.
I don't need
that. Of course. She wouldn't believe that high school is barely a topic anymore. But that I still talk to Miss O'Connor.
Oh, I love that.
That was my English teacher senior year. That woman is a very big reason why I graduated. And she's like the coolest teacher ever. She wouldn't believe that I traveled alone in Europe and wouldn't believe that I got cheated on again.
Again is crazy. Again is crazy.
10 years later.
10 years
I did a
later.
Little runaround again.
Wow. 18-year-old Kristen was something else, too. She was just doing her own thing.
Yeah.
She was trying really hard. Not a try hard. That's not what I mean. She was like...
Like genuinely
She
trying.
Was trying.
Yeah.
In all aspects of the phrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is such a good thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're supposed to be doing at 18. No judgment towards my younger self.
Okay. I channeled 22-year-old me.
Why?
I'm glad you asked. 22-year-old me was...
That sounded set up.
No. Like, I'm like, because I, in my head, the little pause was like, okay, should I go into why 22?
Yeah.
I was in a relationship. Okay, I think I've talked about it on the podcast, and I've definitely talked about it with you. I have one memory of that time in my life. I think I was, if not 22, then I like was on the very edge of 21. And I was driving down the highway, and I was in a relationship and I felt very fucking alone. And I just remember like bawling in my car and just thinking like, I hate everything in my life right now. And like, what is going to happen next? And I was just riddled with questions and I was confused and I was madly depressed. And I channeled her because she would just not believe that we even made it this far. Yeah, there's a lot to it. Yeah. But okay, I'll just jump right into it.
It was a pivotal time.
It was. 22-year-old me would not believe that you feel... Now I'm going to cry. 22-year-old me wouldn't believe that you feel more connected to people than you ever thought possible. Why do we... And you know what? Whenever we have these episodes, we never know it's going to turn out like this.
Not at all. Okay. This is why inner child work is so important, though.
Yeah. 22-year-old me would not believe that you're in love and in a healthy relationship with someone who values you. And you started therapy. And you survived a pandemic.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Yeah. She would never believe it.
I'm proud of her, too.
Oh, thank you.
Wipe your face.
What was my makeup everywhere?
No, but you're like super wet. The pandemic one's crazy though.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to write that in there. Your makeup's fine, but you were just super wet.
Just super red. Yeah. It was waterworks over here. Okay. Yeah. She'd be proud. Our little us's would be really proud.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that we went different age. Not that we went different ages, but like.
We pinpointed specific times in our life where we knew that.
And did
like,
you notice they just kind of popped in your head when you were thinking this? I know.
13 and 22. 13 was when it's actually crazy. This just clicked. 13 was when I thought I knew how every single little bit of my life would turn out. And 22 was the crashing point when I realized I can't control what's going to happen. You have no fucking idea what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, who's going to be in your life. You just have to like roll with the punches.
Yep.
And now I'm at a point where I've accepted both of those versions of me for what they were, but like they were both really fucking wrong. And like, it's okay to be wrong about those aspects of your life.
They were each on the other side of the extreme.
Yep.
And now you're teetering the like,
I get it now.
Like, yeah, you take from that side and this side to like support both sides.
Yep.
And that's growing up.
Oh, that's growth, people.
The third age, this one popped up. It's not as like crazy as 12 and 18, but 25 popped up for me. 25-year-old me wouldn't believe that I live in New York and wouldn't believe that I ever left LA. She wouldn't believe that my career took off after what I thought was the only reason people liked me. When those people left my life, I thought like my life was going to go to shit career-wise, but it didn't
did
at
the
all.
Opposite.
Did the opposite. And she wouldn't believe that I'm actually so comfortable being single. And I chose 25 because that was when I got out of my really long relationship that I thought like I like was going to be the one. It is crazy to think that that was only 3 years, almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, the New York one specifically, like if you, we talked about this before too, like if you would have even said it
2021,
a few months before we actually fucking moved, I'd be like, no shot.
It wasn't realistic until the day we got here.
Mm-hmm. Until we booked the moving company.
Yeah.
And we were in the Bay for a Halloween party. Or no, that was when I moved into Auckland. My bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but people from the Bay were in LA.
Yes.
For our final weekend with like California friends.
Yep.
And then the day they left was the day literally the moving truck pulled up. And I was like,
whoa. Oh, like, we actually have to put things in this truck and like everything that we own is not going to be in LA anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. That's and no crazy. Looking back.
No,
like, looking I'm back.
Like, I was actually thinking about it today. Like, I'm excited if this is where we end up going. Like, I want to live in Brooklyn. Like, I'm excited for like the next chapter of New York, you know?
Exactly. Like, I'm excited for what's next. And like, I did it when we left LA, I kind of thought like, oh my God, is this a rash decision? Are we going to regret it? Are we going to come back in a year because we didn't like it? But like, we didn't fall to that.
No.
I'm happy we didn't.
The only thing that I thought was going to bring me back was Tanner. Mm-hmm. And like now I have no plan to go back. Not saying I'm here forever either, but like.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yes.
You don't have like.
I just. There's no, I don't know.
Exactly.
Here.
Yay. I love that.
It's vibing. Okay. Next thing were just some 2023 review questions. It sounds like something you would do at like your job. That's not that serious. They're a little more emotional than that. We could just say the question and then we'll say each other's answers. My answers are super short, so we'll fly through this.
Yeah. What word or phrase best describes this past year? Mine is no plans.
Love that.
Yep.
Love that.
This was the first year of my life where I didn't feel the need to plan everything out as far as where I wanted to see my career or like what I wanted in my personal life. And it has been the most freeing fucking thing I've ever experienced. And I'm glad to hear like the conversation we just had 2 seconds ago. I'm glad to hear that you're there too.
Absolutely.
Good.
I have a feeling this maybe comes with 28 too.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I think this is
this point in our lives.
Yeah. This is, and I this is a question I ask if you're older than us too, listening to this, I'd be curious to hear what you think, but this is a question I always ask people that are older than me. Like what is that age, that rough age where it kind of just clicked for you?
Mm.
And a lot of people, the majority answers are between like 28 and 30. Like
yeah.
that final push in your 30s.
You feel like,
excuse me, your 20s is like a.
You're hitting adulthood in the real or very real way.
But it isn't clicking in the sense of like, I don't want to discredit the work we've done on ourselves, but like, it's just clicking because it's clicking. It's not clicking because like only because we put in the work.
No.
I think it's also just like a brain development thing.
Yeah.
And like the time you're on the earth and whatever your higher power is, maybe it's just finally like granting you that fucking knowledge.
Totally.
Like it does just happen one day.
Yes.
And that sounds so like fairy tale, but have faith if you are younger than us, like it really will just click one day. And those clicking moments happen. Like, I feel like I had one at like maybe like 23.
Yep.
And then another one at like 26. And like, and they're always for different reasons, but it is like, oh, you wake up one day and you're like, oh,
fuck everything.
Right. The word or phrase that best describes this past year for me is truth comes out. This isn't just for the obvious like relationship shit that you guys know, but a lot of truth of like my family has come out. A lot of truth of like within myself has come out. It just truth comes out, whatever that means in all aspects.
The curtains were drawn back for you this year, big time. When did I feel the most present this year? And I wrote the first 2 weeks with my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
I like go back to those 2 weeks a lot in my head.
When it 2 weeks of being official or 2 weeks of meeting?
Meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like the most I felt at home in New York. that was something that I was big time lacking when we first moved here. And even when I first started therapy, what I felt like I was missing in New York was a sense of home. And I don't know if it has to do with him specifically or the simple fact of like me putting myself out there and growing roots in a way.
Companion, man.
Companionship out here that didn't tie me back to the West Coast in any way. It like really pulled me to New York. And those first 2 weeks with him, what I felt so at home in a way that I hadn't felt since we lived in California.
Right. I love that. Yeah. That was one of those click moments almost.
Yep.
It seems like.
Yeah.
My moment that I felt most present this year was Montana.
Mm.
The night that we were dancing and I was crying and everyone was hyping me up. This trip turned my healing into a beautiful thing rather than a depressing thing. And I left that trip a different person. I think we talked about it in the Montana like recap episode, but
yeah,
it was weeks after the breakup. It was literally like 2 weeks after, and like shit was still coming out about Tanner, and like the friend group we went with was like part of Tanner's friend group too, and like there was a lot of emotion around like, do I even still need to go on this trip? Like, is this bad because he was supposed to come? And it was what I thought was going to be like, oh, fuck man, like I thought this trip was going to be something totally different, and now I'm going into it with, you know, being bummed already and I'm not even there,
right?
And then literally night one, I'm like,
there's a reason.
At just all of us, it was this big circle table that had a hole in the middle. It was like a big, it was like an old, like those wooden wheels for like big, like ropes or something.
Yep.
But it was turned on its side and now created as a table at this Airbnb. And I was standing in the middle of it and everyone was standing like up around it, just like
hyping you up,
like screaming around me. Like it was in some wicked way. It was like, it was a very much like ritual vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was, I had everyone's loving energy around me and like we were all fucking plastered drunk.
You know what it was? It was just a very high vibration that night.
Yes.
And I think it stuck with you. Like it struck you and it stuck with you.
It edited
yes.
The vibration within me.
Yes.
Especially around my healing around the breakup. Like, wow. Yeah. And that I was like so present in that moment, and like nobody was on their phones at all that whole fucking night. Like we don't like, yeah, that it, and when I was thinking about this answer, that like that came to mind, and
love that
right away. Like I knew that was my most present moment.
Okay, what is your movie and song of the year? My movie, although it did not come out in 2023, is Barbarian.
Oh,
I watched it in 2023 and I watched it again in 2023 and I watched it again in 2023, and I just think it's gonna be,
it's good.
It's going to be a classic that I know I'll go back to.
Yeah. Like, I'll make my kids watch that one.
Absolutely.
If you guys have not seen it, go watch Barbarian.
Go watch Barbarian. And my song is Cherry Picking by, oh my God, Kamari. Cherry Picking by Kamari. And it's literally about taking the good with the bad, and not everything is going to be cherry picking good. And it's just a really good meaning behind the song, and it's a good song just on like, top of it.
Find yourself listening to it a lot.
Yep.
My movie of the year is the Barbie movie. I obviously know have majority of you probably seen it, but it's not only like a feel good, but like I just loved the message behind it. I think it's finally a movie that represents womanhood in a way that's digestible regardless of your gender.
Yes.
And I think it finally hopefully clicked in a lot of people's brains, like, you know, what's in our heads 99% of the time in a societal level. And it was also just like so funny. And
it was unexpected too. Like we went into it thinking it was just going to be like cute Barbie movie, but then it had the message that it had.
It's just so good.
It is really good. We should watch it again. It's out.
Yeah, it's out. Yeah. Do you want to watch it tonight?
Yeah. We'll throw it on. Oh my God.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to bawl. My song of the year is Higher by Creed.
Mm.
This song, can you take me higher? Like, it's funny and all, but I'm telling you, like, this, why am I gonna cry? This song, no, I'm fine. It's just something in my eye. Obviously, the song's been around forever, but like, I feel like it was one of the songs that I rediscovered this year.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
It was on my Spotify Wrapped, like as like one of my most listened to songs this year. Like I'd listened to it all the time. And it's one of the songs that I listened to so much growing up, but now I finally understand the lyrics.
Oh, I love when you come across those.
And I just, he's talking, I don't know, he like refers to his dreams and like bringing society to the beauty that his dreams are, and all we need to do to get there is love. Mm. And like, I don't know, like that's like what we need to do.
Go Creed.
You know, right. That, I love my president.
Should you get a Creed tattoo?
Sam on my throat.
Should we go to get tattoos this weekend?
That's crazy. I literally almost, we'll get it to in a sec, for our 2024 goals. We only wrote three, so I felt kind of crazy putting that in top three. But number four, I want more tattoos this year.
Yeah, let's go.
My shoulder one should get green.
Yeah. You should.
I don't think I should put that there. No, I'll get that in like a tramp stamp or something.
Please.
A Creed tramp stamp.
Hot.
That's hot.
Hot.
Like lower, like back of the thigh, like underneath the fold of my ass.
Yeah. Creed. Hot.
I don't know. Just you better watch nobody out. Steal that. Someone's going to steal it.
What's Creed doing?
Nobody
these days?
Wants to steal it.
No.
Okay, next question.
Okay. What lesson did this year teach me? I put, it's okay to not have a plan. Do what you want in the moment. No overthinking. This has been one for me where I feel like I've had a handle on my overthinking this year. My anxiety has been at a fucking all-time low. I feel like I'm not overthinking every little thing. And I think it's like it's a cycle for me. The overthinking leads to the feeling of like control and needing to plan.
To stop the overthinking.
Exactly. So it's just like a never-ending cycle. And now that I've kind of had a handle on my overthinking, I feel like I've release the need to control all of like every aspect of my life and the planning and all of this. So it's been like a win-win for me. Yeah. And I want to do that again in 2024 for sure.
The beauty of that is once you realize that new key, you don't really lose it.
Right.
And if you do, no self-judgment, but you know the tool to bring
to
yourself
get it back for sure.
Whereas up until this point, like if you struggle with overthinking or anxiety, like it's so human to lean to control to stop those patterns. Mm. But I'm telling you, like, the answer to it is actually the opposite. If you just lean in, like, it's almost like when I was learning how to ride a motorcycle, they were teaching, like, when you turn the corner, you're supposed to lean into turning the corner to be safer on the bike, which even still, now that I know how to ride, I'm like, that's still doesn't make sense because you think go the opposite way so you like balance your bike, right? But it's very dangerous to do that. That's how I look at emotion now. Like it literally clicked when I learned that. And if you lean into it, not only does that help process the overthinking or the anxiety, but you get through it quicker than if
Definitely.
You're just trying to control it. Like
oh
it just
God.
Takes longer to try and control things and creates because other bad habits.
Because the reason why is because you can never actually control
exactly.
it. So you're going to drive yourself crazy with the need to control all of your emotions and overanalyze everything and overthink everything and trying to have control over every aspect of your life. But you're not going to get there.
No.
It's never going to happen.
It's not how you do it.
Mm-mm.
But don't judge yourself. Your brain wanting to do that is just survival mode. But you don't need to be in survival mode anymore. Mm-mm. You are in the driver's seat. The lesson that this year taught me, I kind of already touched on it, but I'll still read it. I wrote, two really big things happened and hurt me this year that had absolutely nothing to do with me.
Mm.
This was the first time in my life I couldn't attach myself to the reason something happened. It forced me to realize it's completely out of my control. I'm not the reason it happened, and I'm not the reason it didn't happen. I can't control what happens, period. I can only control how I react and protect myself going forward.
Love that.
Now I could choose who I want to trust with the tools that I've gained.
It's very powerful.
But things that like happen to me aren't because of me.
Mm-mm.
Who would have thought?
What was the most unexpected thing that happened this year? And mine was falling in love.
Ah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Mine is my family's dynamic shift. Mm. I can't elaborate too much, but it's definitely like fucking crazy.
It is. Even as like I'll call myself outsider
family,
in this.
Though.
But like I'm an outsider in this specific situation
sure.
that you're talking about. And I think it's fucking crazy. I never thought it would happen.
Nope. Okay, goals for 2024. We wrote three each. so we don't drown you out with too much, because we've already, this episode's already really fucking long. And I personally, I like smaller goals, or not smaller goals, but smaller lists, because I think
bigger handle on them.
Yeah. Like, I think we've said this in like our past New Year's episodes too. Like, if you overwhelm yourself with all these insane things that you're just going to start cold turkey, like, be realistic with yourself. Start, if that even means you're just starting with one, you guys, like, know yourself and like only bite off what you can chew. And because then you don't set yourself up for failure, you know?
Totally.
So I feel like three was good.
Yeah. I wrote three. I have a bonus, but actually, I already said it. Okay. I'll say it again, but it's just a bonus.
Yeah.
My first one is focus on my independent career. And for all of these goals, I did more broad. These past couple of years, all of my like goals and resolutions were super specific, and I did very broad ones. My number one was focus on my independent career. I'm on track to be a senior designer at my work, and I just really want to fucking focus on that and get there and get that title. And it's a really big opportunity for me, and I really want it.
You got it.
Yeah. It's already there.
I'm not tripping.
It's already there.
I'm really not. That's not even on some like just trying to be like, I'm actually not tripping. Like, you're going to get it.
Thanks. It's a big goal for me. It's a big career goal in general, but this year specifically. Number two, I say this every year, travel new places.
Love that.
I just want to go. There's no reason not to for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I could work remote.
Yep.
I have the means to, like,
I have a travel
credit card. I have miles that I could fucking use. Yes. Like, I just need to take advantage.
Yep.
Number three, live day by day. Be present. Don't ever think tomorrow or plans for the next weekend or where you're going to be in 2 months. Live day by day. And then my bonus, which I already kind of said, was take more photos.
Love that. Your day by day one, that's one of mine too.
Oh, really?
I titled it Don't Jump to Conclusions.
Mm.
What I mean by that is, like, if I have a bad Monday, it doesn't mean I'm having a bad Tuesday.
Good. Love that.
If I have a bad Monday morning, it doesn't mean I have a bad Monday afternoon.
Yes.
And like, so much easier said than done, but I feel like, and this has always been something I've tried to do mentally, but I think I'm finally starting to get a hold of it. It's a lot of like just stopping and being like, and just like taking a breath. Mm. Sometimes it really is as simple as like, let me just stretch for 10 minutes and like recalibrate my bad morning. I'll go back to that example. My bad morning, so that I can, you know, recenter and attack the rest of the day, and it could be a good day now. Or this is something I've really had to start doing with, like, I've been sleeping really bad, but life goes on. Like, just because I slept bad, like, you know, I can have a little slow morning because I literally didn't sleep.
Right.
But like, pull it together, like, get my caffeine, still go move my body, go work out. Don't jump to a conclusion that now it's just like, meh, bad week. Like, relax. With that, number two is consistent strength training. I've always been a relatively active person, a relatively healthy person. But like I said earlier, I'm really just like wanting to get stronger. Like, not for aesthetics though. Like, this isn't like a weight loss thing or like for like some summer body.
It's for your health.
Yeah, like I just feel weak. Like, mm-hmm. like I'm taking different classes at Orange Theory that are more like, I take like the lift classes now, and like, good. Like I'm focusing more on like my form and then my recovery when I come home, the protein thing, like what I'm going to eat to actually replenish my muscles. And yeah, I just want to be more consistent with that. I've been going the past, like, I think I'm like 2 weeks right now. So I just started this one a little early, but why not?
Yeah. It's never too late or early to start something like that.
And I feel like we should say that for this whole episode, you guys. Like, just because it's January 1st, like, you could also start this whenever. Like,
yep.
Resolutions can start any fucking day. My third and final, I was like nervous to put this on here, but that's why I put it on here, because I think it's something that I just like, I know I want to do, but like, I don't know. Starting school. I have to do it.
Do it.
I have to do it. Guys, the back of my knees are sweating so bad. I have to do it. I'm nervous too because of all the time it's going to take, and it is going to be the next 3 years of my life. But I'm also like, time's only ticking.
Yeah.
Like,
it's on your mind right now, and there's no reason not to right now.
Yeah.
So what's like, what's stopping you?
The time.
The time.
The time commitment.
Okay.
Because I do like living day to day and like being able to take like a spontaneous trip. And like, I'm very grateful that I am able to do that.
Yeah.
And this is something that is going to lock me down into focus mode.
Yep.
But I'm also really itching for,
I think it'll feed you.
Exactly. I'm itching for like, sounds kind of silly, but like getting smarter.
Yeah.
You know,
learning something.
I want to learn something
new. The brain wants to learn all the time.
Yes. Like I'm itching to dive into untouched territory mm-hmm. and like really like not only leaning into acupuncture because like it's something I'm passionate about, but also just like seeing what the fuck I'm capable of.
Yeah. It's in you.
I got that dog in me.
You're passionate about it. Like,
yeah.
Put yourself there.
It's just the time, but
just
I don't
do
know.
It.
I'm saying it. And the beauty of the school that I'm looking at is like, I can start and you do pay as you go. So like, it's not like if I hate it, I'm right. It's not like I just lost all this money necessarily. Like whatever.
You're paying for your knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, it is.
And it's an investment in myself.
Time is money.
Live, laugh, live.
Money is time.
The higher the heaven. The higher the hair, the closer to heaven.
Bigger the hoop, bigger the hoe.
And that's actually number four. Yeah. Wear bigger hoops and be a hoe.
I was actually going to put in one of my ins, big, clunky, like tacky earrings.
Yeah.
That's super it. No, in.
I actually saw that one. Yeah.
Super in. I'm being serious too.
No,
big earring person.
Yeah, chunky earrings are, that's always in. Like chunky jewelry. I love chunky jewelry.
Yeah.
Maybe my bonus one will be have sex.
Yeah.
Alex is stoked.
Yeah.
For real though, like I need to have, I don't want to say like meaningless sex because that's
sex
not my
that
vibe.
Doesn't lead anywhere.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be like with the person I'm
the
about
one.
To date or yeah, like the one, like I can also just have like safe, fun, consensual sex.
Yep. Love that one. That should be number one.
No, yeah. No, I think I have, you know, I think I have
you
a good
priority
right here. And then tattoos. So that's like 4 and 5.
Yeah. Love that. I'll get on that train. Oh, this is fun.
Wait, we have one more thing. Did you not?
Oh,
do your final
I
thing?
Did.
Our final prompt is write a message to our future selves to read 1 year from today.
I'll go first.
What are you saying to future you?
A lot of mine are questions, which classic Alex. Hey, Alex. How yeah. Hey, Justin.
To whom this may concern. You started it with, hey, Alex.
Yeah, I'm talking to Alex. Get a load of this. Ready? I said, hey, Alex, how is 2024? We're having a conversation.
No, you're not. She's just reading it.
Whatever. Okay, exactly. I want her to feel like this is a safe place where she could be honest.
I think she knows.
Okay. Hey, Alex, how was 2024? I hope your year was full with even more love and adventures than last year. What does home mean to you now? What's something you did this past year that was unexpected? What's something in 2025 that you'd like to continue and something you'd like to stay in 2024?
2025 is just crazy to hear.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, so love it.
That'll be fun for you to actually, like you gave yourself a prompt for next year.
Yeah, I'm just like checking in with her.
Mine's more of a message, so it's just cool to see how we interpret it differently.
Yeah.
I didn't say, hey, Kristen. I just like.
You should have. Poor thing.
I'm having deja vu right now. As we're talking about writing something to our future selves,
oh.
I just had deja vu.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was weird. Mine's really short. You have so much more potential than you think, and I hope you see that now. Regardless, I'm proud of you eternally.
Oh, I love that. Sweet.
Yeah, I hope she likes it. We'll see.
Yeah. You should have said hey or something.
All right, let me type it.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, LOL. Hey. Hey, LOL.
There. Now she'll be like, oh, okay,
she'll
my
like,
girl.
Oh. Oh, hey. Okay. This is for me. Yay.
Woo! Happy 2024.
We should have got like streamers. Or like. Or
should
we
go
glasses?
Out?
I'm bleeding.
Okay. Heavily. So you just don't go out on your period anymore?
Not on day one.
No?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm literally like, I don't. Do you want to go out? It is Friday.
It's Friday.
Let's go get a drink somewhere.
Okay. Let's go out.
Oh, I thought you were about to take it back. Yeah, we can go out.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair is washed. Yeah, I'm going to boil my Diva cup and then we can go out. Okay. Happy New Year, guys. Again, we hope you had a fun and safe and happy holiday. And even if it was shit, like the actual ringing in the new year, it has nothing to do with how your year is going to go.
Yeah.
Fuck all that shit of people like.
There's no such thing as like bad juju. No.
It's January it's a 1st, day. Dude. Like.
Do it up.
And honestly, at this point, humanity's we've lost count of the days. I guarantee that's not even actually January 1st, 2024.
Right.
Like it could be any year.
Yeah.
Live in delusion. It's so much easier. And yeah.
Just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Do whatever you want to do.
If it doesn't hurt anyone or yourself.
Or yourself.
Then do what you want to do.
And
don't overthink anything. Take more pictures.
And don't judge yourself if you are overthinking. It's okay. Just reel it in.
Yeah.
Come back. You'll come back there. To the train station.
You can't control everything. No, and once you accept that, you'll get it.
Yeah, you guys will get it.
You'll get there.
You'll figure it out.
Okay, guys.
We're going to go out, I guess.
So. For Patreon, if you follow us on Patreon, why don't you like send us in all of these? What are your ins and outs?
Maybe answer some of these prompts you feel comfortable answering.
Yeah, write a letter. What is some of these? What's your movie and song of the year? Let us know.
Love that one.
Yeah.
And if you're not on Patreon, as always, comment that shit down below.
Yeah.
Love when we talk in the comments on YouTube. Also, if you're on YouTube, subscribe. Have that be one of your resolutions. I don't know, just subscribe to advice.
Subscribe to advice and turn on post notifications.
That too.
So you know when we post every Monday, typically.
For the I was going to say the rest of the year, but we'll probably take a season break. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Way later.
Way later. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, also rate us 5 stars because it's New Year and be nice. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye.